We are going higher. We are going higher. We are going higher, 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 higher. Every day exceedingly great. We are going higher, higher. We are going. We are going higher, 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 higher. Every day exceedingly great. Father, we thank you because indeed that is our confession this evening. We thank you for your mercy, goodness, and your loving kindness over our lives. This evening again, we have come to sit at your feet just like Mary. We ask, O Lord God, that you will give to us in muscles sufficient for each one of us in the name of Jesus. Where we need you, Lord, meet with us. This evening, Lord, speak to our hearts. Speak to our hearings. Make us to be doers and not hearers alone. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you excited to be in church? Are you excited to be in the presence of God again? Ah, God is good. Let's give him a clap offering. God is good, though. He's too good to us. He has kept us for so long and he's still keeping us. And we have the grace to sit in the sanctuary. We are not in the mortuary. To him be all the praise. This evening, we will be talking about accessing your next level. Tell somebody, accessing your next level. Accessing your next level. We've been talking about it for quite some time now, from the beginning of this month. Pastor Daramola led us last week, and we were all richly blessed. And then on Sunday again, our pastor came and spoke to us, and he gave us, you know, points that we should not forget. Power of intent. Then we should practice imagination. Honestly, if you sit down and practice imagination, especially in the place of prayer, when there is something that is bothering you and you sit down and you begin to, you, as you are praying, sometimes praying this in the spirit, and you are imagining what you want God to do for you, and you will begin to see a picture. You will begin to see, that is what we call answered prayer. Because God will just show you that this is the picture you are going to get. And once you hold on to it, nothing can take it away from you. That is why you find people, when you have prayed for some people, God will just give you, once you have been practicing it for some time, it will become easier and easier for you. That is why when you have prayed with some people, God will just give you that picture of the results. And then you just tell that person, look, God has answered our prayer. Let's just praise him. Well, my first point, I'm not going to dwell much on it because I'm trusting God that God will be able to take us to some levels, because it actually ministered to me too, that no matter your age, honestly, there is always a next level. No matter whatever you have achieved in life, there is always a next level God wants to take. Because just look at the life of Moses. At age 80, that was when he started his ministry. At age 80, when he was 40, he was, you know, youthful exuberance. He wanted to do everything for God. God has called me. Maybe just had a dream. And then he saw one Egyptian who was oppressing an Israelite. And he said, okay, God has spoken to me about this. And he decided to kill that Egyptian. How many Egyptians will he kill to liberate the Israelites? But at the age of 80, when God now spoke to him, God gave him the way with all. What is that rod you are holding for your next level? What is it? I am asking you a question. Moses was holding a rod that he was only using it you know, in the wilderness to as a shepherd. God has given each and every one of us a rod. A rod. And that rod sometimes is physical. Sometimes is gifting. Sometimes is a talent. You just get to a place, God will just tell you the answer to whatever their problem is. God has given every one of us a rod. The first thing you need, if you want to write down, is you need a vision to go to the next level. You need a vision. Well, my first scripture is Genesis 37 and just verse 9. And here, I wrote on in my paper, I said, dream and dream big. Don't dream, you know, small, small dreams. Dream big. Genesis 37 verse 9 says, and he dreamed yet another dream and told it his brethren and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. It's a great dream. Not only did his brothers now bow to him, but the sun, the moon, and the stars, all the stars. I mean, that's like the vision of when we were growing, and God will give you a vision. When you think you are nothing, then God will give you a vision of you standing and speaking to people. And, you know, sometimes in my dream, I will see myself speaking to white people and all that. He's seeing a vision of this moon, the sun, and all the stars bowing to him. Can we quickly open to Luke chapter 6, verse 46? And here I wrote, there must be a foundation. Luke, it is Bible study. So I want somebody to read for us Luke chapter 6, verses 46. Let's read it to 49. And that will form the foundation of my Luke. Have you found it? Please, can you give the microphone to somebody? Luke chapter 6, verses 46 to 49. And why call you me Lord? Do you have the mic? Please, let's be fast about it. We have only 30 minutes. Somebody wants to read. Quickly. Thank you, sir. Who is that? Please bring it to Brother Ige. Brother Ige is lifting up his hand. Dr. Daramola, you didn't get it. Sorry, sir.
Luke chapter 6.
Yes, sir.
From verse 46.
Yes.
But
49, yes.
But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and thus them, I will show you whom he is. 48. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. Verse 49.
Yes, sir.
But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great.
Praise the Lord. For every one of us in life, the same thing happens to all of us. It only comes in different ways. For some, it is in their businesses. For some, it is concerning their homes. For some, it is concerning their extended family. For some, it is concerning that big project they need to do. The wind will come. The storms will come. To every one of us. It's not if. It is when. It is when. So, for your next level, the foundation is very, very important. How are you building for that next level? For some, it can be concerning their children. Concerning, I want to have children. I'm expecting the fruit of the womb. For others, it is, I want to get married. I want a life partner. How are you building the foundation of that next level? Let me quickly share with us. When we gave our life to the Lord Jesus Christ, one of the foundations that I can remember now that was real foundation for us was concerning our business. That time my husband was doing business with NNPC and they were getting contracts. Of course, that time it was before he got born again, of course, and before they get a job, a number of them were well known there. They will all quote and say, okay, we want them to give this job to this. You know what you mean? Those things that are not straightforward. This job should go to Mrs. Odesanya. So everybody will quote so high and make sure that Mrs. Odesanya gets the job. But when we came to know the Lord, and then when Mrs. Odesanya gets the job, she has to go and see there is a man that is in a particular department. You have to go and see Shehu. His name is Shehu. I can't forget his name. And that time it was Ghana Must Go. You must carry Ghana Must Go to go and see Shehu. So, when we now got born again, and we cannot do that with them again. I told you, we agreed. My husband and I said, we can't do this thing again. We have to serve the Lord. God says we shouldn't do such things. And my husband was like, you don't understand. So we didn't get jobs for about 3 or 6 months. So it was a bit difficult. Now we were walking straight where it was a bit difficult. When you are really walking in the Lord, it might be difficult, but I tell you, there is an end. So when my husband saw that I was not bulging, he now went behind me to carry Ghana Must Go. And he went to see Shehu without letting me know. He didn't tell me he was going to see Shehu. So he packed the money and said, this woman does not understand. You say we should not do this. You will just go hungry. So he carried the Ghana Must Go and went to Shehu's house. And in Shehu's house, you know, it's not just one person coming to give him money. They will kill one with their cars. All the big men, they will just line up there waiting for him one by one in his house. So my husband went there and he said he waited. It was after he was telling me. He waited and waited. Shehu did not come home until 11. And when Shehu came home at 11, he said, gentlemen, I am sorry, I'm tired this night. Please, you all have to go. Can you imagine? So he quietly came home. When he now got home, because he didn't tell me he was going to withdraw money to give, he didn't know where to keep the money. He cannot keep Ghana Must Go in the boot. He cannot carry it inside because I will ask him, where are you coming from? So he now came inside and he started telling me, you see, I had to do this, I had to do that, but the money is here. In fact, Shehu did not see anybody today. And I said, but we agreed that we should not do this thing again. How you build your foundation is important. You may suffer. It may look like, I've gone through so many like that. It may look like you are suffering, but let me tell you, there is a foundation you are building for your tomorrow. So, we now finally, because of what happened, he was now discouraged. We now held hands and we agreed that no more. Don't go out. No more bribing anybody for any job. God who has made us will feed us, if you are thinking. And so we left it. It was not even up to 1 month. I'm telling you that God knows when you decide, you know, when you are decided in your heart, when it is real conviction, when you really mean your walk with God, God knows and he will take you through. Not quite 1 month after, they called him. They have not called him in 6 months, so, and they called him that he has a job to come and pick. Without bribing anybody, without seeing Shehu, without going there several times to quote, without quotation, without anything. They said he has a job. And it was like, so my husband got there, and when he saw the job, it was very, very interesting. They gave the job to 2 people. They gave one to Daegu International. They gave the other one to Ankuri International. And who is Daegu International? My husband. Who is Ankuri International? My husband. Then somebody in the board now told us the story that when they were going to give out the job, they decided that they were going to give it to a Hausa man. And somebody said, everything is going to Hausa. No, he said, you want to give it to Degu, Yoruba man, and all that. So they said, no, we will divide it between two people. One will go to the Hausa and Kuri, the other one will go to the Yoruba, and that man is the same person. So two jobs in one time. Let's give praise to God. Your foundation is very important. What am I saying? See a future. See your work with God. I wrote here, I said, what you do not picture, you cannot capture. If you do not picture something, you cannot capture it. You have to picture a future of, you know, a good work with God, and then you can capture it. I will quickly rush through. I have another scriptures here, and it says Matthew 5, 14 to 16. Let me just take that. Matthew 5, 14 to 16 says, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Access to your next level. Even our Lord Jesus Christ says we are the light, the illumination. We are not, you know, when you get somewhere, light should come there. When people are talking about something and people are looking down, when you get there, light should come. The word of God is saying that for your next level, you have to be the light. You have to be the illumination. You have to be the frontliners. We must be the trailblazers. Is, you know, people should look at you and say, I want to follow you. I want to know your God. We must be the pace setters. They used to say on your state, pace setters. I don't know whether we are still pace setters. So we must be trend setters. You must be road pointers. We are the ones to show people the way. We are not to follow them. For your next level, you must be the pace setter. In your career, be the best. In your business, be the best. Be the, you know, aspire to be on the topmost. For me, I believe that anyone you call success is somebody who is able to not just climbing the ladder, but who is able to get to the highest point of your profession or whatever, in spiritual things, in your business, in your home, where people who are able to make it. Even if you are a carpenter, be the best carpenter. Whatever you lay your hands to do, be the best for you. Let me tell you, next level is not cheap. It's not cheap. It's easy for us to say, we are going to the next level. Next level is not cheap, but let me also assure you, it is free. You see, under here, one day I was in Dubai, I was in, under here, I was just praying, and God said I should look out. Down, there were houses, you know, very, very tall buildings and all that. And God said to me, look up, what do I see? He said there is space, a lot of, you know, for high risers, there is a lot of space for us. Here is too crowded. Everybody is doing the same thing. I tell people who come to us, I tell them, people who come to our school, I tell them, I say, look, don't do the same thing everybody is doing. Do something different for God's sake. You know, do something different. Be different. You don't have to do it as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be. Sit down. Do something. If everybody is making chin chin round round, do your own flat flat. If everybody in their organization, they are giving their messengers 30,000, give your own 35 and expect the best from that messenger. You must be different. My next point, I said, maintain character. Maintain character. If there is anything that has troubled this generation, is character deficiency. And said unto his master's wife, behold, my master wants what is with me in the house, and he had committed all that he had to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I. Neither had he kept back anything from me, but thee, that is the wife, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? You know, many of us Christians, many Christians don't fall into sin or go into adultery because they have not had the opportunity. If only you tell some people that if you do it, nobody will know. It's because they have not had opportunities. Many people don't go into adultery because they think, if my wife hears, if pastor hears, if this person hears, that is why. It's not because in themselves, they have not shed that flesh, that Mr. Flesh. It's not because they have not dealt with that flesh in them. It is because if somebody gets to know about it, I may be ashamed. That is why they have not done it. Joseph knew that was a destiny destroyer for destroying Israel with him. He said, how can I do this? So it's not even to Potiphar, but to God. He's not looking at Potiphar. What will my Oga say? No, but God Almighty. Somebody was sharing with us about her son. He was to do his youth service at the airport, and they shared some money and they took to him that, brother, this is your own part of the money. And the first thing he said was, if my parents should hear this, so they started calling him, as big as you are, if my parents should hear, you know, there are some things you train your children that they know they are above such thing. Think about it. Until your character is adjusted, your destiny cannot be established. Your destiny, no matter what, it will come to you in different levels. Until you adjust your character, your destiny cannot be adjusted. There are many in life today whose major problem is not witchcraft, but character. Àwọn ará ilé mi ló ń ṣe mí, ìwà ẹni ò dáa, lọ tún wà ẹ ṣe, integrity. They are simply victims of bad character. You will do well to know that until your character is adjusted, your destiny cannot be established. The next one I said, maintain excitement. If there is anything I will love, I've been picturing it and I've been seeing it. If there is anything I will love to see in this church, is people who are excited. Because you are learning so much. This church is so loaded and it's so comfortable. Everything you need in a church you have. God is here. The presence of God is here. Maintain excitement. Please smile. Can you smile to somebody? Give somebody a smile. It is free. Please smile. Sister, please remove your face. We want to see, smile. We want to see your teeth. Please smile. Smile. Maintain excitement. Be excited all the time. Some people are not smiling. Please, sister, remove that black hair. We want to see you smile. 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 When you smile, God smiles back at you. Smile at people. It gives them, some people are coming with so much burden, but once they see you smile, they will smile back. And before you know it, the burden is lifted. Smile. Celebrate God. Be excited. Be excited that God has chosen you. You know, be excited. Refuse depression. So many people are going into depression. If you are going to your next level, you will encounter challenges. But you see, you have to refuse depression. If you don't refuse depression, then you cannot move forward. You see, it is easier for me to just go down now. It's very easy. But when I need to climb up, I need a force. So that force, when you are praising God, when you are excited, you know, God dwells with you in your business. But even if the Bible said that Hannah, as soon as she had finished praying, She went to eat. She became excited. She stopped thinking that about not being about being a barren woman. She was looking forward. She was looking at her Samuel that God has answered me. And people who saw her knew that something had happened to her. Be excited. Dance. I want to see dancing steps. You know our pastor can dance. We have not seen him dance in the last few weeks. He used to give us dancing steps. And I tell you, God loves it. God wants to come when God comes, you must believe that God comes. When God comes, he wants to see everybody excited. That I have been called, that I have been chosen. I did not choose myself. Let me tell you, in your family, I don't know about you, but in my own family, I get excited because I was the first who was called to be a Christian. There are still people in your family who are not yet born again. But God has called you. Why are you not excited? He has chosen you. He says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Thoughts of good and not of evil. To give you a future and a hope. Another translation, to give you an expected end. So for me, I get excited. I say, I know that there's an expected end. And God did not create anything foolish. He did not create, He does not create anyhow. He has an, you know where I'm going. I tell people, I still have a long way to go. God has an expected end for me. So for your next level, you must see, you must know, you must believe that there's an expected end for you. Maintain a lifestyle of celebration and shouts of joy. Shouts of joy. One day God gave me a song. He said, Ariwo ayo lanfe, Ariwo ayo nilewa. And I started singing that song. That shouts of joy shall always animate from my own house. Ariwo igbeyawo lanfe, Ariwo igbeyawo lanfe ninu ijowa. You know, shouts of joy. We want captains of industries. We want people, God, to lift people up to the next level. We want people who will matter. People who will matter here on earth. And people who will matter in eternity. Because when people are well taught here, even when they get into politics, they will stand as Christians. But when you are here, you are not excited about what God is doing. How will you be excited when he takes you to the next level? Maintain excitement. Nehemiah 8 verse 10 says, let me just read the last part of it. It says, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah 8, 10. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Your strength is at the mercy of your joy. You will get weak. You will get tired. If you are not joyful, if in your place of work, be excited. Let people see you. Let people know that when they come to you, you know, something is going to, let them get excited, coming to you. Be excited. Then Isaiah 12:3 says that, therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. It is when you have joy that when God wants to speak to you, it will come. When you are gloomy, God cannot talk to a gloomy person. No. Let me tell you the truth. God only talks to people who are joyful, who are happy, who are ready to move with him to the next level. I say smile always. Smiling is free. When you want to wear, if there's something I want you to wear always, please wear a smile. Can you smile to somebody again? Wear a smile. You are looking for the best thing to wear, wear a smile. Then I said, be a fighter. You must be a fighter. David was a fighter. You must be a spiritual fighter. I'm not talking about you fighting at home. You must be a fighter. Let me read 1 Samuel 18:6-7. And it came to pass as they came, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistines, that the women came out of all cities of Israel, singing and dancing to meet Saul, with tabrets, with joy, and with instruments of music. And the women answered one another, listen, as they played, and said, Saul has slain his 1,000 and David his 10,000. Saul has slain his 1,000 and David 10,000. You see how they were doing it? Saul has slain his 1,000, only one for Saul. And David, all the 10 fingers, his 10,000. Oh, Saul looked and said, voila, day. Before we know it now, David will be. You must be a fighter and really fight. You better wake up. You better wake up. There is spiritual warfare. When we've just got born again, my husband used to say to me, eh, ni oba te yon kankan je, e yon kankan le ba, mo ni foul. Even when you have not done anything to them, they will see the fact that you are alive and you are breathing and you are going to work and you are coming back and you say you are a Christian. You already have an adversary, and that adversary is the devil. And he won a cunning, own a cunning. So they always find one thing or the other to say against you. The men responded, so, I read the story of in one book. I think that story is called Iron Will. Iron Will. A man was told he had a terminal disease. So he went to see the doctor. And the doctor looked at him. I said, well, Mr. Man, the way I'm looking at you, you cannot survive. I give you only 2 weeks. You cannot survive this illness. It is terminal. This has happened. You know the devil is bad. And once he gives you and you receive it, this has happened, that has happened, your kidney is gone, your liver is gone. When he had finished saying it, the man looked at him and said, so, who is going to take care of my wife and my children? I am not dying. And honestly, that man did not die. You need a strong will. That was a responsible man. So if I die now, I will leave my children and my wife to who? To who to take care of? That man lived, he did not die. I have gone through several. Let me tell you the story of the French general. Napoleon Bonaparte, I know some of you must have read about him. He's a general in the French army. He had only 100 men with him, 100 soldiers. And they were fighting an opposing team. As they were going to face the team, as soon as they passed through the gate, the bridge that crosses to the other side, he told his men, the military men, blow up the bridge. And they blew up that bridge. What is the implication of that? You can't go back. You have to fight. Fight to live. And he said, it is only, I read his book, he said, it's only a bastard that dies for his country. A soldier lives for his country. You don't die for your country. You live. You kill the other soldier. You must be a fighter. And I'm talking about spiritually. If you are sleeping 24/7, you need to wake up. You need to rise up in the middle of the night and blow tongues. Things will begin to change for you. You need to rise up. And what happened? They won that battle. They took over. Rise up. Wake up. Pray in the spirit. It's a warfare. Don't think. Look, the truth of the matter is we are in a warfare. In this country, Nigeria, there is war going on. Whether you like it or not. In the spiritual, there is war going on. It's only the Christians who are careless about it, as if nothing is happening. Stand up. Pray for your family. Pray for the church of God. You know what? It's because we still have that grace and we are praying that we are coming together. Did you not see what COVID wanted to make of us? It was going to put us in our different houses. When God said one will chase 1,000, 2, 10,000. So when we are on our own, how can we fight the battles of life? Pray that the church of God will stand, especially in this end time. I think I have to round up. Finally, I say be a risk taker. You must take risk. Be a risk taker. If you are sitting in your comfort zone and you want everything to be okay, sorry, it doesn't work that way. You must take risk. David took a risk. David was only 17 years old. They didn't tell us the age of Goliath, but I imagine Goliath must have been about 45, 50, because they said he has fought in wars before. He must have been much older than David, and he was much bigger than David. But David said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Take risk." If people have known, if they say, if you go to that man, I have taken so many risks in my life. I wish I had time to share some. If they say, nobody ever gets there in your family. Nobody can cross this line. Pray, get over it. And God will give you good success. We are going higher. Yes, we are. Father, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this evening once again because you have spoken to us. We give you praise, worship, adoration, and thanksgiving. Father, we are asking that the steps we have listed, we are asking that we shall be doers. That today we will just take a step of faith. We shall be doers of your word. We shall not be hearers alone. And the glory and the honor shall be yours. Thank you, Lord, because you always hear us. And I know you have heard us once again. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.